Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly Wellness Radio. This is your Wellness Radio for Imperial Valley and Mexicali. We are brought to you by the Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. You are listening to Let's Talk About It, and this is your weekly Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And before Scott takes over the show, I just have a quick announcement. On October the 30th, it's Friday, October 30th, 2015, at 6:30. Women Haven Center for Family Solutions will be having a Remember My Name. And it's an honor remembering to those who lost their lives to domestic violence. They'll be having a dinner and a silent auction. The ticket is $50 and includes a tri-tip dinner and an opportunity to win. And there's a $750 grand prize. If you need to purchase some tickets or order tickets, please contact Kathy at 760-455-0079. Again, this is Remember My Name, and it's in honor of remembering those that have lost their lives to domestic violence. And also, probably also for survivors, too. Correct. Yeah. So, with that, Scott?
So, join us in honoring, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Is that the correct word for it now, Judy?
It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I don't know if there is any correct term for it. Sometimes you hear the term family violence, interpersonal violence.
By the way, we are being joined today by, I threw the question before. We're here with Judy Klein Pritchard, and she is the Director of Legal Services for the local Center for Family Solutions, Imperial Valley Zone. And we are honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. By talking about it here on the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, yeah, domestic violence. And it's a very, like you said, it's, you know, the proper name. And I think, yeah, it is a family violence. It involves a whole family. You know, children get so, we see a lot of children at Behavioral Health that have been traumatized due to domestic violence. Just being a witness or even just the verbal
growing up in a violent home.
Yeah, growing up. So it's not just violence towards women. It's violence towards, you know, the whole family.
Correct. And the children don't necessarily have to be witness to the physical violence. They hear it.
They hear it, the verbal, yes.
They hear it.
Those
and
awful
they
words.
Feel it. Yes. Yes. Sometimes, in talking to clients, one of the things that we drive home to them and hear from them is that where the physical scars heal, the emotional ones don't. And that's where you all come in. We do have a contract with behavioral health here, and we do send clients over there. We refer their children in particular. So I'm sure that we do have clients in common.
I was going to say, welcome to the family. I was going to save that for you. It makes a difference for Center for Family Solutions to be a part of the network, if you will, doesn't it?
Yes, it yeah. certainly does.
Resources,
it certainly does.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you first are approached by or you approach an agency that you didn't have that kind of a relationship with. But as time has gone on, it's gotten better and better and better. And I see my clients and I see their children really benefiting from these services.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.